canon law, who some say was disillusioned with Catholicism and therefore entered into this other secret society. But nonetheless, the purpose of it was to overturn all civil society, which ultimately took place in the French Revolution. And Robison, in quoting Weishaupt, says this: "In no other way but secret associations, which will by degrees and in silence possess themselves of the governments of the states and make use of those means for this purpose." Weishaupt's plan was that little by little you would infiltrate the different governments of the world until the advisors of the leaders of the government were surrounded by people that were inside men of the Illuminati, and in this way you could control the policies of the different nations of the world. Now, in 1782, Illuminati and Adam Weishaupt formed a relationship with the Rothschild family in Europe, where their banking interests were brought into this this design of the philosophy of the Illuminati, or if you want to go farther back to Freemasonry or Rosicrucians or the Knights of the Templar. Basically, the design is that through controlling the money, you can control the world, and that you need to oppose Christianity. Now, in the world today, we know that conspiracy theories are kind of ridiculed and scoffed at, and I'm hoping that as Seventh-day Adventists, with the insight that we have in the spirit of prophecy, some of the passage where Sister White was divinely allowed to overhear Satan and the fallen angels discussing their plans on how they would defeat God's work or corrupt God's people, that we realize that the spiritual powers that we are battling against as Christians definitely have conspiracies. They make sinister plans that they attempt to carry out without anyone else having the knowledge of those plans. And to think that Satan, who has his representatives in mankind, doesn't use these same principles is, I hope, something that Seventh-day Adventists are very cautious about not doing, because we know in this great controversy that conspiracy is one of the main ways that evil men accomplish their purposes. Now, I want to read just a passage out of a book here that speaks about, in a very logical way, about what goes on as far in our world today. "Governments are not nearly as important as most people think.